champion, Patty Girado, has won cash and prizes totaling $18,462. This week, players will win a complete kitchen, this fur jacket, beautiful jewelry, and a trip to England, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including an Oldsmobile Cutlass and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good to have you here with us. Delighted to have you join us for Sale of the Century. Our champion's won three times, trying for her fourth win today. She got a great trip to England on the last show. Let's welcome her back, Patty Girado. Hello, Patty. From Phoenix, Arizona. And you're going to take your daughter, Nicole, to England, right?
That's true.
How old is Nicole?
She's not. She'll be 10 the end of this month.
Oh, that's terrific. It's nice when you get the opportunity to take them that young on a trip. That's something they'll remember all their lives.
It is. It's a real learning experience.
That should be terrific. Well, win today. Talking about terrific, in addition to a great prize, you'll play the winner's big money game for $8,000. You're
great.
Getting up there.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Here to introduce the challengers wearing just a simple outfit for the day, Summer Bartholomew. Oh, do a whole turn with that. Is that terrific?
Thank you.
You're all set for the weekend.
All set. You bet.
Whom did you bring us?
Okay. He is a chicken at heart from Smyrna, Georgia. Let's welcome Richard Thomas.
Hello there, Rick.
And she knows a picture's worth a thousand words. Originally from Salisbury, Maryland, here's Sharon Connolly.
Sharon? And that's a very nice outfit. I like it. See you later with some bargains.
Okay.
Let's get acquainted here. Sharon, you know a picture's worth a thousand words.
That's right, Jim. I painted pictures of my children and friends, and they adorn the walls of my house.
Oh, you must be a very good artist.
Fairly well.
Oh,
good.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're being modest. And
oh,
nice to have you here. And Rick, a chicken at heart.
Well, that's right. I have a chicken that's a chicken racer, and it holds the 100-yard record on just under 41 seconds.
Your chicken is a racer, right?
Chicken racing. But I had to retire last week. She stepped in a hole and hurt her leg, so she's going to be all right.
Oh, but and you are a visitor from Smyrna, Georgia, right?
That's right.
And that she is the pride of Smyrna, Georgia.
Tri-City, Georgia, right.
Nice to have you here as well, Rick. Good luck to all three of you. The winner of the match, in addition to a crack at the winner's big money game, beautiful pine sideboard worth $3,000 goes to the winner. So let's get to it. $20 charge you all off, and here we go. A former Saturday Night Live star who married funny man Gene Wilder is Rick.
Gilder Radner.
That's who it is. $5 for the correct answer. Rick goes to 25. On what type of vessel would you hear someone say, a periscope? Rick.
A submarine.
Beating everyone on the buzzer, and Rick right with another. In order to keep them warm during the winter, barns are painted what heat-retaining color? Sharon.
Red.
There you go. Sharon's got 5. She goes to 25. On July 30th, 1956, the United States adopted as its official motto the words, in God, Patty?
We trust.
You know, it just became the official motto in 1956. I thought it went back before that. You're right, in God we trust it is. Patty gets her first 5. When they're raised only for their meat, what kind of birds are called broilers or fryers? Patty?
Chickens.
And if your chicken doesn't win the race, you'll become one. Patty gets another 5. Beating Rick to the buzzer with the chicken tied now for an instant bargain. Normally the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise, but Rick and Patty, we've got a tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This beautiful item or items is yours.
Rick or Patty, dress up your table with sparkling elegance. Oneida Crystal, an elegant selection of stemware in the Omni pattern, all hand-cut and mouth-blown in full lead crystal, furnished by Oneida. And it's normally priced at $600, but today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Beautiful crystal. See, now I see why you got all elegantly dressed here for the day. Gorgeous. $600 worth of crystal? I thought somebody might jump, but that's more than a question. How about $5? Rick will buy for 5. Beautiful crystal for the valuable question. You will enjoy that. You are a married gentleman, Rick, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I think that'll be a lovely memento of the show. Enjoy that. Cost you 5. We'll knock it off. Patty's got the lead, but it is just one question over Sharon and Rick. In the new Raiders of the Lost Ark film, Indiana Jones's dad will be played by this Scottish actor and former James Bond hero. Sharon.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is playing Indiana Jones's father. You tie Patty for the lead. Yes. In what U.S. state could you crash at the Choo Choo Hilton in the city of Chattanooga?
Rick? Tennessee.
Do you know there is a Choo Choo Hilton in Chattanooga, Tennessee? Yeah, the hotel rooms are actually train cars on the track. And Rick gets another five. We've got ourselves a three-way tie. From the Latin meaning elsewhere, what legal term describes an accused person's claim that he was somewhere else when a crime was committed? Patty.
Alibi?
Alibi is right. It is from the Latin for elsewhere, and Patty goes under the lead. Very close match. $10 money card up on the board as we go to the fame game and a famous person. I am a performer who recently passed up the chance to do something very unusual. I was born in New Mexico in 1943 and grew up to pursue a musical career. I got my first break in 1965 when I replaced Chad Mitchell in his trio. It was during this time that I wrote the Peter, Paul, and Mary hit Leaving on the... Rick?
Trini Lopez.
Incorrect for the test. Now the rest of the question will clear it. Continue for Sharon and Patty. I wrote the Peter, Paul, and Mary hit Leaving on a Jet Plane. I later went solo and scored hits with Rocky Mountain High. Sunshine... Sharon?
John Denver.
Sunshine on My Shoulder and a lot more. John Denver it is. Yes, you've got control of the board. $10 money card, where is it?
It's down to number four.
Well, we'll lock the flashy lights into your buzzer, Sharon. Good luck.
Okay, $10 money card.
No. No, answer number nine, and Sharon gets...
It's raincoats. Oh. Misty Harbor's latest in rainwear. Fashionable zip-lined raincoats that keep you in style in good weather or bad. Furnished by Misty Harbor.
Very nice. $525 worth. That should be very lovely, Sharon.
Thank you.
Would enjoy that. Game is close. Yeah, we started out saying that he's a performer who recently passed up the chance to do something very unusual. As you saw in the paper, John Denver passed up the chance to go up in space with the Russians. The fact that they wanted to charge him $10 million may have had something to do with it. We'll be right back. Back to the match, and you can see it is very close. Patty at 35, Rick and Sharon both at 30. Here's a question for five. In an Italian restaurant, what do we call the appetizer plate of assorted cold cuts, Sharon?
Antipasto.
Cheese, fish, and vegetables, antipasto it is. You're right, you tie Patty for the lead. In the 50s, couples used to get romantic to records like Chances Are, Misty, by
Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis sang them, you're right. Patty gets another five going to 40. It was called the Queen's Cup until an American yacht won this trophy. Sharon?
The America's Cup.
Yeah, the yacht was the America, the first one that was the Queen's Cup before that. Well done, Sharon. You get another five and you tie Patty for the lead. What word that begins with a P do pet owners use for a record of... Patty?
Pedigree.
Are there purebred dogs' ancestors pedigree it is. And Patty has another five at an opportune moment because, Patty, that gives you the lead with an instant bargain. You picked up a lot of nice things. You have a young daughter at home.
Oh, doggone.
Look at this.
Patty, if you're wacky for wicker, you'll love this instant bargain. Typhoon's Peter Sheffield. Beautiful wicker bedroom collection. High standards of quality and design add style and elegance to almost any bedroom. Furnished by Typhoon International. It's normally priced at $1,692. Today on sale of the century features for only $11.
Oh, Patty. Isn't that lovely? To wicker your bed and a lamp and a couple of... Well, Nicole would look great with this.
She's already going to London, Jim.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
But she got straight A's, Patty. I'm putting you on the spot, so I'll help you. $1,692 with a beautiful wicker bedroom, not for 11, for the $5 lead you've got over Sharon. $5 going what? Going to buy. Enjoy all that. She will enjoy that. That's true. Great buy, $1,692 worth of bedroom furniture for five. Don't knock it off, you and Sharon in the tie. An Egyptian writer recently became the first Arab in history to win this prestigious prize for literature. Name it. Sharon.
The Pulitzer Prize.
No. No, the Nobel Prize. An Egyptian writer just won the Nobel Prize. And you lose five, Patty's got that lead again. The most populous borough of New York City was once the home of baseball's Dodgers. Patty.
Brooklyn.
Just beating Rick to the buzzer. You're right. You're going to 45. NASA recently announced a proposal stating that by the year 2007, they will land astronauts on the surface of this red planet. Sharon.
Mars.
That's right. And John Denver signed up. You're right. You get another 5 to 40. In Las Vegas, what game are you playing if you just won some money by rolling a 7 or an 11? Patty.
You're playing craps.
That's what you're playing. If Patty hits the $50, yes, indeed. Speaking of winning money, I don't know if you saw this in the paper, but if you didn't, I must pass it along. A man in New York won a $1 million lottery, but he couldn't remember where he put his ticket. So he invited all of his friends and relatives over, and they tore the house apart to find it. Well, happily, they did find it, and he started collecting his installments. The first installment was $47,000. Actually, he owed more because it cost him $70,000 to repair the house from finding the ticket. But I think it was worth it. We'll be right back. The match, Evie and Patty Girotto looking for her fourth win of the track at $8,000 for the winner's big money game. She's got the lead, but not a big one. Patty at 50, Sharon at 40, Rick at 30, and another money card goes up on the board as we go back to the fame game. This time we look for a famous place. I am a British dependency where it is against the law to appear in public without a shirt. I consist of more than 300 islands, only 20 of which are inhabited. I was once known as the Isle of Devils because of the treacherous reefs that surround me. I'm a popular vacation resort where visitors are welcome, but usually for no more than 3 weeks at a time. My capital is Hamilton. I'm famous for the mysterious triangle. And Rick?
Virgin Islands.
No. Out of the rest of the question, we will clear it. Continue for the ladies. I am famous for the mysterious triangle. And Patty?
Bermuda?
That's right, the Bermuda Triangle. Hamilton is the capital of Bermuda. You can only stay there for 3 weeks at a time with the visa. That was the meaning of that. And Patty, you've got control. $15 money card. Where?
It's behind the number 8.
Two of them shoot for you. You can stretch out that $10 lead. Good luck.
$15 money card now.
Two lands on number 6, and the champion gets...
It's an auto security system. MaxiGuard Black Max Auto Security System, featuring the Maxi Shocker motion detector, designed to provide continuous protection automatically when you leave your vehicle. Furnished by MaxiGuard.
Nice buy. $595 worth. Good job, and you still have the lead. And, of course, Rick, you're back in now. The three of you try this. $21,000 was recently paid for a toothbrush that this French leader might have used before the Battle of Waterloo. Patty.
Napoleon?
Yeah, someone paid $21,000 for his toothbrush. I don't know what his water pick is going to go for, but that'll be for a lot more. Patty, you get another 5. As a special treat, shuttle astronauts recently got a good morning discovery wake-up call from this Sharon.
Ronald Reagan?
No, from this Good Morning Vietnam star. Remember, Robin Williams said, Good morning, Discovery. It cost you 5, Sharon. The controversial new book, Landslide, The Unmaking of the President, is about who's second term in office. See, Sharon, if you had said Ronald Reagan to this one, you would have been right. That was Landslide is about Ronald Reagan. No one wanted to try it. You don't lose anything on it. But Patty, you've got control with the instant cash. 2 boxes have $100 bills. She hasn't wanted to go for it, but it's built up a bit now, Patty. One of those boxes is worth $3,000. Plus the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. You have a $20 lead. That's what it would cost you is $20 for a shot at $3,000. Going once.
Stay with the turn.
Going twice. No sale.
No
chicken. Sorry, doing an imitation of Rick's pet there, right, Patty? All right. I'm going to look now. If you're with us, you know that Patty said if she went for it, she'd go for 2 for the 2 kids, and it hasn't been there until today. That's where it was. It was meant to be, Patty. You've got the $20 lead. Yeah. That goes to $4,000. Can she hang on to that lead and get a crack at $8,000? We'll find out right after this commercial message. It had to be there eventually. Before we get back to the match, we have been teasing Rick about the chicken. I've got to ask Rick, what is the name of this pet chicken, this racing chicken of yours?
Her name is Amanda.
Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Now that she's injured, our producer wanted to know, are you going to enter in the Kentucky Fried Derby there? don't do that. She's a pet.
They're giving away biscuits.
Okay. Let's get back to the match. Patty at 55, Sharon at 35, Rick at 30. Recently in the Vatican City, he celebrated his 10-year anniversary as Pope. Rick?
Pope John Paul.
That's exactly right. Rick ties Sharon for second place. It wasn't until their 18th dynasty that kings of this country were called pharaohs. What? Patty?
Egypt.
That's right. It wasn't until the 18th dynasty that they were called pharaohs. Patty goes to 60. By law, if both the president and vice president die in office, Patty?
Speaker of the House.
That's who succeeds them. Well solved. And Patty goes to 65. Well, Sharon and Rick, if you're going to catch her, you might need that $25 money card that's going up there. As a matter of fact, all 3 of them will be up there with the final fame game and a famous thing. I am a material that has been a major cause of air pollution. I developed over a period of millions of years, the direct result of plants that died. Sharon.
Coal.
Nicely solved for control of the board. Well done. And you have control on the puppy. $25 money card. Where is it?
Number one.
Well, this is an important control for you, Sharon. You are trailing. Good luck.
Okay, I need your $25 money card. Oh, come to me.
No less on number seven than she gets.
It's a food preparer. This KitchenAid mixer with attachments can handle most every task, from a single egg white to kneading yeast doughs. It's a complete food preparer. Furnished by KitchenAid.
Well, it's a nice prize worth well over $400. If you asked for those money cards so sexually, I don't know how the board couldn't give it to you. Now, with that lovely $3,000 pine sideboard on the line, we finish up the match with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? Looking at the score, Patty at 65, Sharon and Rick both at 35. But a lot of questions as we start that speed round. Now, usually you say God bless you or Gesundheit after someone, Patty.
Sneezes.
Right. What type of makeup does a woman wear if she wants her eyelashes to look thicker? Sharon.
Mascara.
Right. On a safari, you might spot what majestic creatures traveling on a pride. Sharon.
Lions.
Right. Name the California city usually considered the motion picture capital of the world. Rick.
Hollywood.
Right. What is the only type of fruit you'd pick in a vineyard? Sharon.
Grapes.
Right. When your pet animal gets sick, you should take it to what special type? Rick?
Veterinarian.
Right. You can have the world at your fingertips if you buy what round model of the earth? Patty.
The globe.
Right. One of the songs George M. Cohan is most famous for is Give My Regards. Rick?
To Broadway.
Right. What beloved story tells about a little Swiss girl who lives with her grandfather? Rick?
Heidi.
Right. In Europe, the city of Palermo is the capital and chief seaport. Rick?
Italy.
Wrong. According to legend, the cup Jesus used at the Last Supper was called...
Charon. Silver chalice.
Wrong. The Kiss and the Thinker are two famous works by the great sculptor...
Rodin?
Right. On the Arizona-Nevada border, you'll find a dam named for which you... Rick, time is up and Patty has won it. Congratulations. And back to the chat in just a moment. She had a pretty good lead there and she hung on. Yes, the dam named after, I know Rick was about to give me Herbert Hoover. A couple that were missed there. The cup that Jesus used at the Last Supper, according to legend, was called the Holy Grail in the legend. And the city of Palermo was the capital and chief seaport of what Italian island? That is, of course, Sicily. I have to say goodbye to Sharon and Rick. And, well, I'm delighted no one's gone home empty-handed. Sharon, you got the raincoats, the food preparer with the cash in front of you. You're just about the $1,000 mark. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Rick, you got the beautiful crystal, a lovely memento of the show with the cash in front of you. That's $650. And do say hello to Amanda, is it? Man, that we had a lot of fun kidding with Amanda, but it's kind of neat when a pet is very special like that. Good to have you here as well. But the day belongs to Patty. And Patty, again, our congratulations. Another lovely prize. You will enjoy this.
Thanks.
Don?
Well, Patty, enjoy the look of old-fashioned elegance with this beautiful cupboard. A lovely reproduction of an antique sideboard featuring the strength and warmth of pine. Furnished by Charles & Charles Incorporated. This prize is worth $3,000.
Another beautiful prize I think you will enjoy. Now, Patty, the one thing she's had troubles with is that winner's big money game. Let's see her do it this time. Come on, Patty. You have just missed and just missed. So you've got to do it this time. All right, come on up here and do it, Patty. We are all with you with the fingers crossed. You play the winner's big money game today for $8,000. Three envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one are you going to play?
I think I'm going to go for the blue.
All right. Four puzzles in 20 seconds for $8,000.
Okay.
Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. You know how to do it. You have just missed. Let's do it. 20 seconds on the clock now, and good luck. The first puzzle starts... Now, program, features, Barbara Walters, yes?
2020.
There you go, Hugh Downs, 2020. Right on the money, 15 seconds with your first correct answer. Stay on that pace. And the next puzzle comes in now. Asian city hosted, 90th.
Seoul, Korea.
1988 Summer Olympics, you are right. Seoul it is. 10 seconds at the halfway mark. Stay on that pace. Don't get behind. Let's look at the next puzzle now. Show features Larry, Daryl.
Bob Newhart.
That's right. Daryl Brothers. Got a little bit ahead again now. This is where you were on the last show. 6 seconds left. You must stop the clock before the double zero and give me a correct answer. Patty, good luck. For $8,000, concentrate. Watch those words coming in, and they come in starting now. Island, nation, general, MacArthur.
Oh, wait, no.
Shoot! I'm sorry.
Did you know him?
I shall return is all I can think of. I shall return.
He'll return to
the Philippines.
The Philippines.
Gosh,
that's where everything. The same as the last time. Just that last one. Don't get a complex.
Gosh darn.
You've gotten some good things.
Oh, I know. It's been wonderful.
You gonna bring your daughter down?
Yeah.
Okay. She's gonna bring her daughter down to join us on the show.
Let her check all
we'll
that out.
We'll wrap everything up and we'll tell you where we stand right after this.
So close. I've got it.
I thought you had it. I shall return. Patty Jurado, yes, our producer was just saying, Patty, you do build drama, but we'd love to have you take some of the money, and it's just been fractions on that last one. However, you added another, the sideboard, you've got more cash, your cash total's up over 2,000, that's not 2,000. You've got some great things, including a wonderful trip for your daughter to England, and not bad, you'll be back to try for maybe 9,000 next time with $23,749. See you next time on Saturday Central.
Due to a production error, a question was replaced in the speed round.